Okay, let's get cracking today. We are starting the 14th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Yudalad Mishnah Aleph and Perek Yudalad Mishnah Beis. We continue our discussion of the Malacha of Tzedah, of trapping animals on Shabbos. And we're specifically going to start a discussion with Shratzim, with various creepy, crawling, slithering animals, and what the halachos are when it comes to trapping them. And we're also going to, by extension, discuss the prohibition of bruising such creatures, bruising such animals, such insects, on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Shmona Shratzim Ha'murim Bator. There are eight different types of these creepy, crawling insects that are mentioned in the Torah in Sefer Vayikra, and it's specifically in the context of which shratzim have the ability to allow something to become tame when they are dead. So regarding specifically those eight insects, what are those? So a weasel, a mouse, a toad, some sort of a hedgehog or a porcupine, this is a type of a lizard, another type of a lizard, a snail, a mole, and so on. Those are the eight different types of insects that have the ability to convey and to allow someone to become tame when those insects are tame. So regarding these eight types of insects, hatzadan, if a person traps them on Shabbos, v'hachovel behen, and if a person bruises them on Shabbos, chayv, in both cases, he is liable for desecrating Shabbos. He has transgressed a prohibition on Shabbos. Now, the reason why a person is chayiv for bruising them is because he has caused blood to leave its place in their body of the insect and it collect under their skin, and extracting something naturally contained within something else is the malacha. There are really two options of what the malacha is. Either it's the malacha of mefarik, which is a tolda, which is a subcategory of dush, which again is when you extract the grain from its husk. So here too, you're extracting something from its natural place. The same malacha, type of malacha, would be transgressive when a person, let's say, squeezes an orange on Shabbos. You're taking the juice out of the orange. Here too, you're moving the blood from its typical location. Chavala is there for a malacha. The other option is it might be involving the malacha of tzoveh, of dyeing, since the skin has changed color when you bruise the animal. So either way, there's a prohibition of chavala, of bruising the animals, specifically when it comes to these eight species, and trapping them as well is a prohibition on Shabbos as well. However, says the Mishnah, ushar shkatzim uremasim, when it comes to any other types of vermin or crawling creatures, insects, and so on, meaning shratzim that do not convey tumah, that do not have the ability to transmit tumah, hachovel behen pater, one who bruises them on Shabbos is pater, he's exempt. He has not transgressed the prohibition of Shabbos. And these shratzim, if a bruise has formed, the assumption is that the body is going to reabsorb the blood from the bruise, and therefore there's no malacha that has occurred, at least on a de'oraisa level. But then says the Mishnah, hatzadon l'tzorech, chayiv, that if one traps them for a specific need, says that there's a specific reason, whether it's for medicinal purposes, there's some sort of a medicine that they can help with, and so on, if there's a purpose behind why he's trapping them, then he is liable. He has transgressed the prohibition of tzedah on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, shelo l'tzorach, if he does not have a specific need, he's just stamped aside, you know, why not? And there's no need for those animals, then for those insects, then pater, then he is exempt, because these animals are not commonly trapped for any other purpose, and therefore there would be no problem, at least on a midaraisa level, of trapping such animals if there is no purpose, if there is no need. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we discuss the malachos of trapping and bruising, but not with regards to the shratzim, but with regards to wild animals or birds. Says the Mishnah, chayav of shebereshuso. If there's either a wild animal or birds that are under a person's rishos, that are in a person's control, that a person has control over, hatzadon pater, one who traps them is pater, he's exempt, he has not violated an iser, because these animals are easily accessible to the owner with little effort, they are considered already trapped, and therefore further trapping doesn't constitute as this malacha of tzedah. However, says the Mishnah, v'achovel ben chayiv, one who bruises them is liable for desecrating Shabbos, because like the eight shratzim that we discussed previously, wild animals and birds also have very thick skin, and therefore the blood that's there is going to leave a mark, is going to be removed from its place, it's not going to be reabsorbed, and therefore you have done the malacha and the prohibition of chavala, of bruising the animal on Shabbos. Continuing now with Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Beis. And now that we discussed the melacha of tzeda, of trapping, which belongs to the set of melachos whose purpose is to produce leather, now we're going to focus on an Isser Midrabanan with regard to the melacha of ma'abed, of tanning. Says the Mishnah, Ein osin hilmi b'shabbos. A person is not allowed to prepare brine. What's brine? So brine is like this very large quantity of salt water, and it's typically used to pickle vegetables. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to prepare brine on Shabbos, and the reason is because it's an Isser Midrabban, it's a rabbinic prohibition, because it appears that he's going to be using it to pickle vegetables on Shabbos, and pickling is usser because on a Midrabbanan level, because it is similar to the melacha of tanning. How's pickling vegetables similar to tanning? So just as tanning preserves and keeps hides fresh and healthy, so pickling preserves foods. The melacha of tanning on a midda araisa level, however, does not apply to foods since they are not preserved to last indefinitely, like animal skin, which are preserved to last for the foreseeable future. So therefore, because the pickling is usher midrabanan, because it's similar to tanning, therefore they say that you're not allowed to produce brine, because then you might come to prevent to perform this isher midrabanan of pickling on Shabbos. However, says the Tanakhama, aval osa hu esmei hamelach, but he may prepare just a small amount of salt water, meaning the only difference between mei melach and hilmi is that hilmi is a large amount of salt water that was used to pickle a lot of vegetables, and mei melach and just regular salt water, like at the Seder on Pesach, is a small amount that you might dip something into, but that's not prohibited according to the Tanakam. V'tovel behan pita, you can dip bread into it. V'notzen l'zoch tavshil, you can add it to some sort of a cooked dish. Since he prepared only a small amount of it, it is clear that he intended to use it to flavor his food and not to actually pickle and preserve his foods with it, which again will be prohibited on a midrabanan level. However, the Rabbi Yossi, who we don't pasken like, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees with this distinction between hilmi, which is a large amount of salt water to pickle foods, and mei melach, which is a small amount of salt water, which is just used either to add to your cooked dish or to dip bread into it. Rabbi Yossi says, "Valohu hilmi bin merub bin muad." But this is just brine, whether it's a lot or a little, it's the same thing. Says Rabbi Yossi, regardless of the quantity, they are still both salt water, and therefore people are going to assume that salt water is permitted merely because of the small amount, and conclude that any forbidden Shabbos activity done in a small amount is allowed, and therefore even the preparation of a small amount, according to Rabbi Yossi, of mei melach, of salt water, is not allowed. However, Rabbi Yossi says, ve'elu hein mei melach hamutar, and rather, this is the type of salt water that is permitted, that you would be allowed to prepare, only if, no sin shemen betchila l'soch hamayim, if he first adds oil to the water and then adds the salt, o l'soch hamelach, or he first adds oil to the salt and then he mixes them with water, the oil prevents the salt from mixing properly with the water, thereby weakening the strength of the salt in the mixture. And when the mixture is made this way, it is obvious that it is not going to be used to preserve food, and is simply being used for his own food, to dip bread in and so on. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, only that would be permitted. But again, as the Bar Tanura points out, we don't pasken like Rabbi Yossi. We assume that the only thing that's prohibited is the hilmi, is the large quantity of salt water, is the brine that's typically used to pickle food. But the small amount that you could simply use to dip bread into, to add to your cooked food and so on, that would be permitted. Because again, it's simply being used for ochal nefesh purposes, for your food, and it's not being used to tan, to pickle your food, which again would be an iser midrabanan, which would be prohibited on a midrabanan level. Quick review, Perek Yudalad Mishnah Aleph discussed the fact that when it comes to the eight different types of shratzim, of insects mentioned in the Torah, so number one, it's prohibited to trap them on Shabbos, and number two, it's prohibited to bruise them on Shabbos, because that would either be the melacha of tzoveya, of dying, or mefarek, which is extracting the blood from its place in those animals, in those insects, which you're not allowed to do. However, says the Mishnah, when it comes to the rest of the different types of insects, not the eight that are discussed in Sefer Vayikra that make a person tameh, so number one, if you injure them, if you bruise them on Shabbos, then you are exempt. You have not done anything wrong, at least on a Midah Araisa level. However, when it comes to trapping them, if you trap them with a purpose in mind, then you would be chayv. You did perform an aveira on Shabbos, but if you simply trap them without any purpose in mind, for no reason at all, then you are exempt, because these animals are not commonly trapped for any purpose. And the Mishnah concluded discussing either wild animals or birds that are under a person's control. So we said that a person who traps them is potter because the animals are anyway easily accessible to him because they're under his control. And however, number two is that if you do bruise them, then it would be an avera, it would be a malacha because you have extracted the blood from the place of these birds and of these wild animals. And then Perek Yudalid Mishnah Beis discussed the question of brine that we said that you're not allowed to pickle anything on Shabbos because it's the Isser Midrabban, it's like a subcategory, if you will. Similar to a tanning, it's preserving food, just like a tanning preserves animal skin, which you're not allowed to do on a Daraisa level. So we said that according to Tanakhama, you're not allowed to prepare brine because then you may come to pickle food, but you are allowed to prepare just a small amount of salt water to add to your food, to dip bread in, and so on, because again, that's a smaller amount and it's not going to be used to preserve food, which would be usher. POC disagrees and says no, that whether it's a lot or little, it's the same exact thing, and people are going to then think, okay, so it's a little. As long as you're performing a malach on a smaller level, then it's fine. And we don't paskin that way. Though we're not concerned that a person is going to think that you're allowed to perform malachos on a smaller level, just like you're allowed to make meimelach when you're not allowed to make actual brine, which is basically just a larger version of meimelach, of the salt water. We don't paskin that way. Although Rabbi Yossi does say that as long as you have first add oil to the water and then add salt, or first you add oil to the salt and then mix it, it's not the oil's going to prevent the salt from mixing properly with the water, and therefore it's not going to be a problem in that situation. But again, we paskin looked at a common, namely that you can't prepare big, large amounts of the salt water for the brine, but you can prepare a small amount of salt water just to dip bread into or to add to your cooked food. Have a great day.